Thank you for coming by. The Holy Ghost calling, God bless you. Brother Freedom is here, and the Holy Spirit's been speaking to him, and he's been praying in the Spirit, and he's heard some good things, and the Holy Ghost is going to develop on it. Thank you, Father, for your wonderful love. Thank you for touching Brother Freedom. Thank you, Father, for touching the listeners and giving them an ear to hear what God is saying. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we just give you praise. We come to you with a grateful heart, thanking you and praising you, not just in word, but in heart. There's a lot of difference in saying thank you, but if you really don't need, you don't want to say thank you. That's the way a lot of times we're saying thank you when we're not really thankful. Father, you want us, as you told the children of Israel, they need to be thankful. They could not enter in because they were not thankful. And Father, I pray through this land, that's one of the things. We're not thankful for what we got, so we got to go seek some other place when you've had us rooted where we're supposed to be, and we're off wandering around. Father, that you bring forth the anointing day, we pray that you'll visit our hearts in a very special way. Father, we pray that you'll touch the listeners throughout this world today. Lord, set their feet on that solid rock, their hearts on fire for the Lord Jesus Christ, and their hearts full of the Holy Ghost. Father, we pray for a mighty moving in thy mighty hand upon your people. And Father, we claim healing, we claim salvation, we claim victory, and we claim the promises to be real to the hearts of your people, and they can act on those promises in his name, the name of Jesus, which is above every name. All of you say amen, 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 amen. You know, we're living in a time when a lot of people just really don't know. But one thing's sure, that word quality has to be in all realms of life. If you're not have quality of what you're doing, you're going to soon get despondent. You're going to soon get discouraged. You're soon going to start wandering. You start looking for something different. Quality is a very valuable thing that needs to be inspired to us as Christians, that our eyes are fixed on the Lord Jesus Christ, on his promises, the relationships that we have, what's written in the Word of God, alive by this Word of God, and when God's time is only when he can move upon you in the Spirit. Hear me? You just can't get up and say, hey, we're going to hear from... No, you don't know. Spirit don't have to move until he wants to move. So any other thing as that is from self. And anything from self, it puts rocks in the gear trains. It puts boulders and the things, it ruins us. We need to have a quality of our spirit. We need to have a qualified heart that serves the Lord with all of our heart, that we're not going to take second best. We're not going to take nothing less but what God has for the good thing. But why should we take something that's not from God? And many times we accept the things of this world and we say, oh, that's sure good. Oh, you know, I'm hearing from Pastor so-and-so, from Must so-and-so. But are you sure it's from heaven? Are you sure it's the anointing there? The anointing is one of the things, and it's not the physical body. Like all those kind of can't breathe it. No, it's by the Spirit of God. The unction of the Holy Ghost that moves upon you, that he plans what you're going to say. He gives you the words. He gives you the action. Your heart is centered on him. And he says in that last days, you're going to worship him in spirit and truth. And then the Bible says that someday, when places there, it says, don't figure what you're going to say, but it will be the Holy Ghost shall come upon you on that day. And I believe that's this day. I believe it's a day that we must apply ourselves, have quality of God. There's no quality of life when we're in ourselves. There's no quality when we're following the leader, because the leader's going to the ditch, and we're going to go in the ditch too. We need the oldest, the supreme quality is our eyes, because Jesus paid in full that we might have a life in him, that we would have what he said is found in earth. He sent forth the Holy Ghost, and he said, it's needful I go away, for I go not away. The comforter will not come. If I go away, the Father will send him in my name. And boy, he is here. The Holy Ghost is here to manage us, to uphold us, to uplift us, to encourage us, to go before us, to defend us, to give us liberty. All these things that we need come through him. And I've been around a long time, and there's no other way it comes. All these others are like side tracks. You know, I watch some of these trains, the How many may have these D rails and side rails and all those things? Well, that's what we do. We get on a sideline and we're just there until they can get us put back on the main track. And that's what we do when we fail God. We're sidelined. We're just having a form of godliness, but there's no power thereof. We have no victory. We have no promises. We can't even understand what the Bible said because we're far away from God. We can get far away from God real easy. You know, I've prayed the Spirit for a long time, and the last couple of years after having my stroke, it's hard for me to pray in the Spirit. But I've been praying quite a bit. But yesterday, I tried to pray around a couple hours. It was very difficult, but I prayed it. But you know, I really didn't feel nothing was over. You know what's wrong? It wasn't God. There's circumstances in this world today that's here, seducing spirits. There's powers of the devil. And God wants us to realize that we need to keep ourselves honored in Him, even through praying the Spirit, that only we pray from the unction of the Spirit comes upon us. We need the unction from the Spirit, and then the unction right now, even the unction has to come from God. Before we could say, well, I'm going to pray the Spirit a while, and I'm going to feel better. No, it used to be that way, yes. But if we're living a time now, that unction has to come from Him, He would do that. It's not first quality. When He tells you to do it, it will come to pass. It will work. And it does the work. When the Spirit of God comes upon you, it gives you an insight from heaven. It clears all the cobwebs out of your head. But I'll tell you one thing I did learn. It did clean my mind up because I was only thinking on the Lord. That I felt God might come down and just bless me. And He didn't. But He did. Because He's going to come in a supernatural way. Now, if He tells me to do it, then I will do it. Right now, I know the power. We need to have our unction from all times come from God's management. If God manages this people, things are going to work out. When humans manage it, it don't work out. And the enemy comes in at will and takes over. He sees that those that are going down for the Lord, but God's not managing it, so He comes down to mismanage it. He comes down to put things in your gear train. He comes to drain the oil out. He makes it where you have hot boxes. You got headaches. You got frowns. You got sickness. You got curses. You got all the weakness that mankind has without the Spirit of God. The intervention of God is the only supernatural thing that can get us well in the God, the Father, God, the Son, and God, the Holy Ghost. Our spirit is alive through Him and Him only. There's no way to even pray for people unless it's in the Spirit. There is no possible way. I hear them right now that you go to, they're sending, making schools for people to be prophets, to be all these evangelists, be teachers. And I believe it takes that whole-time power of the Holy Ghost. It lifts you up in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We're more than conquerors through Him which loves us. I'm persuaded neither life nor death, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, neither height nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. As we have that in our heart, there's nothing that can put you off and sideline you. But you start working yourself, you're sidelined before you start. The saying, you're dead in your tracks. You have nothing to suspend yourself. You're a mire down. The Bible says we must work the good fight of faith. We must put on the whole armor of God. You get a hindrance instead of an armor. You get hindered. You're, every place you go, you're hindered. You feel the darkness. You feel the weight. The Bible says, lay aside every weight and sin that does so easily beset us, and run that race with patience. Pray, Lord, if you tell me how, that if you're out here in yourself, how that you can lay aside all those weights. No, you can't. You're just bound with more weight. You're bound to where you become sick. And when you go to the doctor, they said, well, we don't even have no, there's nothing for you. Because we're living in a time when there's going to be sickness you've never seen before. There's going to be plagues. There's going to be troubles in diverse places. There's going to be incest. There's going to be fornications. There's going to be wickedness and drunkenness, stealings. All these hellish things are going to come to pass unless you stay in the pattern. God, He's the only realm of your quality. That out there this day, I pray, wherever you are, you need the quality of God. Quality this day. That you have an overcoming power. That's the quality. I'm an overcomer, and nothing else is second best. He who starts, but it's He who finishes. And we must finish this race. We must go on to the Lord. We must forget about the past and say, I'm going to go on in the name of Jesus. Yes, I am not perfect, but I'm going to be
the one that can help me to be perfect, to guide me at night, walk in obedience, that I might learn to be an overcomer. Because the Spirit of God comes upon you, it illuminates you, it puts you into two different people. I'll guarantee you, you're two different people. When the Spirit comes upon you, everything is glorious. When you start doing yourself, oh, they say, what happened to you? Got a bad day, yeah. We can walk in faith most times, but we must not walk in defeat. We must walk in belief. Because when we start walking in unbelief and defeat, we fall. Now to Him is able to keep you from falling before His presence with exceeding joy. The Lord's able to keep you from falling, present your faultless before His presence with exceeding joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Now unto Him is able to do exceedingly abundantly all that you ask or think according to power. What's the power? It's the Spirit of God. It's literally the Spirit of God, the power that works within us. It's not your power. It's not your brother's power. It's not your sister's power, not your pastor's power. It's the Spirit of God. We assume that we got this power from someone else, but it's only God. We make God out as nothing, and He's everything. Why should not God's feelings be hurt? We've offended Him. We've done everything against the Lord that we can do. And yet people want to ask Him to pray for this, pray for that. And it may not even God His will anyway when we pray for those things. We pray in a mist. We pray not for the whole counsel of God. We pray for our own heart. The Bible says if we love Him, we will keep His commandments. So if God's in control, He will show us the way. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green. He maketh me lie down in green. He leadeth me. He leadeth in the path of righteousness. He does all these things. Yea, that I walk through the valley, the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. God has not given the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. For thou art with me. For he'll be with you. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Right now you can have, we're more than conquerors through Him which loveth. We're more than a majority, just you and God. The Bible said that a thousand of us shall come to the right hand, 10,000 at the right hand of the night, shall not come nigh unto thee. Only thine eyes shall I behold and see the reward of the wicked. For he shall even give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. And they shall bear thee up in their hands, even thy should dash thy foot against the stone. O man, O woman, wherever you are, God wants to help you. God wants to set you in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We're more than conquerors through Him which loveth. And we not be fortified ourselves, not the ways of this world, but I will lift my eyes to hills, whence come my help. Oh, great peace have they that love my law, and that nothing shall offend them. We have the love of God. We'll not get offended. We're going to be walking in His counsel. Oh, He has spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us. How shall not with Him freely give us all things? God wants to give us freely the things that are good, the things that edify, the things that uphold us, the things that qualify us to do the will of God. Many times we're not qualified. The Bible says, lay aside every weight and sin that leads to the sentence. We need to lay aside all these trivial things that brings us down to where we've lost the road. We lost the victory. It says, without a vision, my people perish. And we need to have a vision of God. We need the peace of God. Oh, glory to God. The glorified of God. He will keep in perfect peace. His mind is stayed on thee. Oh, call on me and I will answer thee. And I'll show you great and mighty things you know not. For the eyes of the Lord run to it throughout the whole earth. To show himself strong on behalf whose hearts is made perfect. Call on me and I will answer thee. And I'll show you great and mighty things you know not. Oh, praise God. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God loved the world. He proved Himself. People say, well, God loved. Well, God loves us. He loves us. And James says He longeth for His children to come home. Not longing is you want them to happen. God sees that someday we're going to be living with Him. Now, us down here, we don't see that. But God longs, the Bible says, He longs for that day. He wishes for that day to come fast. And He says when principalities, wickedness comes upon this world, that there's going to be perilous times shall come. And I believe it's already come. Men shall be lovers of themselves, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient, without natural affection, false accusers, liars, all these things are going to come upon the face of earth. And then some of them will say, where's the promise of this coming be? And He says, since the father fell asleep, the promise is here. Knowing this last day's perilous time shall come. They're here. As the days when the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man cometh. And truly, we're at those times, like Noah. He preached to, I don't know how many, and there was only eight, and his family. So God's coming back soon, and I want to, this day, everyone out here, here's my voice, plan for tomorrow, which is eternity. That's the only thing that we can plan for. Everything else is like shifting. We don't know what tomorrow's going to hold, but we know that we can put our hands in the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to have victory. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and He knoweth them that trust in Him. That's Nahum 1:7. We can have a place. He knows them that trust in Him. So out there today, if you truly trust God, God knows it. You don't have to tell nobody. He knows exactly where you live. He knows where you're at, and He knows where you're going to be when He's going to pick you up. He's going to pick us all up one of these days, and that day is coming, and we need to be prepared for it. We need to be ready, because that day is coming like a whirlwind, and troubles and times are going to come this world. Going to be much heartaches, much bloodshed, much troubles, much pain. Revelation has said that there'll be no more pain, no more suffering, no more sickness, no more curses. All be glorious. And God's seen that day coming. John, the beloved, seen that revelation coming down. All the city of Jerusalem coming down to heaven. He said, there'll be no more pain, no more sickness, no sorrow. All these, but God's going to need no more policemen. There'll be no more firemen. There'll be no more, all the hospitals. There'll be no more pills. And there'll be all these things that we have. They're so greatly that it keeps us together. What's coming this day very shortly? Well, we're going to be eliminate these things. And we're going to walk in victory evermore. Many people, myself included, I had a stroke and I have to take pills. The Lord told me I was going to have to do this. I didn't want to take a pill. And I said, I fought against the people. And I fought against my wife. I fought against everybody. I said, no, I'm not going to take no pill. God's going to heal me. Well, God wants to humble us. If He healed me, I probably had the big head. Because He told me a lot of people, He heals, get the big head. He gave me this dream, and I was in Texas, never forgotten it. That night I was in this dream, I was standing before a congregation of people, and I seen my hands up, and I had white clothes on. I never wore white in my life. But in this dream, that's what I had. My shoes were white. My Bible was white. And I see the cross of Jesus Christ, this white as snow. It was glorious. It's just purity is what it represents, white. But I seen myself, and I had the answer right then. The Lord let me know. I had IVs, the things that they put up, you see in the, when you're walking down a hospital, IVs, you're pulling up, that's what I had. The Lord says, you're going to bear this until I take you home. Because that's the mark that you got a lot of things. We must not do it as we think. We got to get His direction. See, Lord, at that time, I was going to do nothing. I was just headstrong. I was not going to give my wife heart troubles. I said, I don't want this. She said, you got to do it. I said, no, God's going to heal me. Well, God didn't heal me. Remember the last service that we had before this happened? I was in a meeting, and God come down that meeting, that last service. And I mean, He healed people. The Spirit of God came down. And yet, myself, I went home that night, and I had this terrific, what I had. But God had to humble me even greater. He's humbled me many times since. Greater things. I went through heartaches, through problems, paying other people's bills, paying these things is so hard. One time I was in the shop and the Lord said, I made you out of better stuff than that. Get up and don't pout about it no more. Just go forth in my power and I'll help you to finish out what you're supposed to do. God wants us to walk. Be strong in the Lord, in the power of His might. Put you on His armor. You might withstand the wild devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against rulers of dark, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, put you on the whole armor of God, that you might be able to stand in the evil day. When? The evil day, having done all to stand. Stand therefore, you learned to guard above the truth, take the shield of faith, that you might be able to quench the fire and the dark of the wicked, and the help of salvation, the sword of spirit, which is the word of God. Pray in always, in all prayer, supplication, in prayer, in the spirit. But I tell you, the enemy has really got powers out. And the only way we're going to survive is resting in the Lord. We got to listen to His Kamashita Makuma. The Kamashita Makuma. Kamashita Makuma. The glory of God. Kamashita Makuma. But you just can't get out here yourself and say, I'm going to pray in the Spirit. No, you do it with the Spirit of God coming on. If you're dead, down and say, Lord, help me. And I'll be able to pray in the Spirit. The unction comes from God. And God's letting you know this hour is a little different from anything in the past. You can't go by what you've come from. You got to ask Him day by day where you're in, going into, because you're going into a new realm. People, America, the world, you need to be ready for Jesus. He's coming soon, and the world's not looking for Him. But I want to tell you this day, you need to watch for Him, because He's coming soon. And the Bible says, when you see these things come to pass, look up your redemption night. Well, God bless you all. I pray that God will bless you, touch you, bring healing to your life. Whatever the need is, I pray the Spirit of God to electrify you by the Spirit of God. Anoint you by the shouting power from heaven. I pray that angels will guard around you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen, 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 amen. God bless. Amen.
Amen. I believe that prayer got through. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.